And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration continues its bold defense of women's sports, demanding the NCAA strip records and awards from male athletes who competed in women's divisions. In a powerful letter to NCAA leadership, Deputy General Counsel Candace Jackson called for restoring titles to their rightful female winners, declaring that women's records must reflect women's achievements, not those of men who claim to be women. Former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines praised the move as crucial for restoring integrity to women's athletics. The administration's resolve is already bearing fruit at Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital, which announced a pause on gender surgeries for patients under 19 following Trump's executive order threatening federal funding cuts to institutions performing these procedures. While leftist politicians rage against the decision, child protection advocates celebrate the news, noting that these are the same surgeries the left claims aren't happening. Speaking of claims that aren't holding up, the CDC's website now redirects searches for abortion to adoption information, a change that has pro-life advocates celebrating and left-wing outlets predictably melting down. Congressional Republicans are working to make Trump's pro-life executive actions permanent through the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. The bill would codify the Hyde Amendment and permanently block federal funds from supporting abortion, a move Liberty Counsel calls the most important bill since Dobbs. Meanwhile, a disturbing watchdog report revealed that over $10 million taxpayer dollars were spent on transgender experiments on animals under the previous administration, including forcing male monkeys to undergo hormone treatments to study a virus they can't even contract. Talk about government ways meeting ideological obsession. And in a move that perfectly captures the left's Trump derangement syndrome, Joy Behar, who is one of the biggest sufferers of Trump derangement syndrome, claimed that the president's sensible decision to stop minting money-losing pennies was actually motivated by jealousy of Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, she thinks a man who just saved women's sports and stopped taxpayer-funded gender experiments is lying awake at night troubled by Lincoln's presence on the penny. Speaking of troubling developments, Australia just passed sweeping hate speech laws that can target even children under 14, removing good faith defenses and potentially criminalizing traditional religious teachings. It's a very sobering reminder of why protecting our First Amendment matters now more than ever. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.